Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. Welcome, welcome. My name's Viata, and this is the Rainbow Coalition of Rock Medicine Women. I'm your host of Soul Purpose Healing Blog Talk Radio Show. And tonight, we will probably not hear from Mama AZ. She's in meditation and deep reflection right now, doing some beautiful healing work, spiritual work. And so we're going to probably have a very brief show and talk about nature, of course, because this is all about nature. And we have on our planet something called nature deficit disorder, which is causing many people to turn to the doctors or the men and women in the white coats and seek healing or help from man's drugs. And we on this show are all about natural medicine, the healing that comes from our Creator and His plants. It's amazing what we are discovering about the plants on this planet that can do some miraculous healing. And on our Sunday show of Soul Purpose Healing, we were talking about the beauty of the hemp plant. And the hemp plant is just revealing itself to be not just a beautiful healing plant, but to be a plant that actually resonates with the human cellular biological structure. And so I'm so excited to be on this journey of discovery and healing with nature and the Creator's wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. In fact, I quoted on Sunday show, I quoted scriptures about the Creator wants us to be about. And this would show the Rainbow Coalition of Rock Medicine Women highlights people on this earth who are focused on the stones and the rocks and what they call the mineral people. And our Creator says to us in Revelations 22, verse 2, our Creator's words remind us that the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. And the leaves come forth after a seed is planted. A seed is planted in the earth, in the soil, where minerals exist. The soil is made up many times of rocks and dirt and chemicals, minerals from the earth that will nourish that seed. And with water, the water causes the seed to die of itself and open up and become a tree. So if we follow the logic of nature and follow the beauty of nature, then we can understand our Creator's wisdom in telling us in Revelations 22 that the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. So the rocks, the seeds, the plants all tell us a story of what our Creator's mission is on this earth, to glorify the Creator and the cosmos and all that vibrates with energy from the Most High. Our Creator has given us everything we need to heal and to live on this earth. We all are coming from our mother's womb, starting an adventure on this earth to learn lessons. And that's what's so exciting about my journey now. I'm nearing close to 60 years of times around the sun, as we call it, 60 times around the sun. And my adventure is just beginning to really heat up because I've had so many lessons and I've been paying close attention over the last few years to what my purpose is on this earth. And my purpose on this earth is to raise the consciousness of everyone I meet, of everyone in my circles, of my family. Some people are resistant, but that's okay because I realize my energy alone will drag people along with the universe's energy to wake us all up. And so we're all waking up to the power of nature, I've been reading a book called The Healing with Crystals and Gemstones, and as I quoted last week from this book, that we are to be reminded that there are three kingdoms on this earth, the mineral kingdom, the plant kingdom, the animal kingdom. And there's a kingdom inside of us. It's called the kingdom of Yahuwah. We read about it in the scriptures, and many of us forget about this kingdom within us. And we have to be wise for each of one of us if we want to rediscover the living power existing in the forgotten and misunderstood mineral kingdom. Mineral kingdom, as Mama AV likes to call it, the mineral people, are giving us messages today. And if you are awake and paying attention, you can hear those messages. It just requires an intention of wanting to hear from the mineral kingdom and wanting to understand what the Creator has given us. And this book reminds us, by the way, this book is by Daya Sarai Cochran, C-H-O-C-R-O-N, really very informative educational book. And it's about healing with crystals and gemstones. And I have just learned so much about nature and the mineral people and the mineral kingdom by reading this book. And it reminds us that all energy comes from the one light, and everything that exists has a vibratory rate. In other words, we are all energy. It's all about energy. So if we can connect and get into healing with energy, like emotional freedom techniques, we can better balance this house, this temple body, when it gets out of balance, when we become afflicted with dis-ease, a temporary state of imbalance in the human body. Then if we just get back to mineral sources and the energy connection with the light of our Creator, then we can rebalance this body. Many times it's the mind becomes confused because of so much information that is being thrown at us, especially deceptive information from the media and information that we really can't process. And so when we get back to nature, though, nature helps us to remember where we came from. And the minerals that have the lowest vibration of all living things, that's minerals have the lowest vibrations, but it's the body of the earth. All that grows comes from the mineral kingdom and the body of the earth. So we also come from the earth. We're made up of the same elements as the earth. We're not separate. In our search into the human soul, we discover that matter has also been gifted with soul power. So keeping that in mind, we are exploring the stones that have been given to us, the stones that are all over the earth. When you travel all over the continents, the different nations and cities, and when you're conscious, you start recognizing these beautiful mineral people, the stones and the rocks and the structures. I've never been to the Grand Canyon, but I've seen lots of pictures of these beautiful stones and structures and rock formations. And those rocks can give us a message. They give us a message that the Creator has given us minerals in this earth to help us survive anything. We really don't have to turn to pharmaceuticals and man's way of healing if we are in tune to nature and the gift that our Creator has given us. So in this book, again, I'm reading from The Healing with Crystals and Gemstones, a beautiful book that can really educate you on what the mineral people or the mineral kingdom can teach us. And the stones that we are discussing in this book are very significant in entities. They're living, breathing, transmitting, interacting, shining, and pulsating. That's how the book describes all these beautiful stones. And they emit vibrations and frequencies, beautiful frequencies, that have very powerful potential effects on our whole being and can be used for healing and transforming, balancing, and attuning the body, mind, and spirit. That message is so beautiful to help us connect back to the nature, the beautiful crystals and the beautiful rocks and all the things that are the stones that our Creator has given us to heal our body, to help us get balanced. that's what this is all about, is helping us get balanced, because we get out of balance so quickly in this journey. And we want to turn to alcohol, even marijuana. We talked about marijuana or hemp, the hemp plant, this past Sunday on our show. And it was just amazing to read all the different knowledge, information out there about hemp, the hemp plant. This hemp plant gives us a cannabinoid chemical. It's called endocannabinoid. And our body actually resonates with this chemical. In fact, what I discovered in researching the plant of the hemp plant was that people who have chronic stress reduced their stress by taking in the endocannabinoids, which is part of the hemp plant, and it affects emotions, behaviors, feelings of pain and anxiety. And these endocannabinoids are reduced when we have heightened stress. So this chemical that's already in the hemp plant is also in our bodies, and when it's reduced from stress, it can be replaced when you take in the oil of the hemp plant. That's just so exciting to me that we have not learned everything we need to learn from the hemp plant. We think of it, most people think of hemp, when they think of hemp, they think of marijuana and they think of a recreational drug and they think, well, that's illegal and we really shouldn't be bothered with it. But there's a very deeper message in the hemp plant. The Creator gave us the hemp plant because these cannabinoids are triggered. They trigger changes in the brain centers when you have a trauma. And so the changes prevent behavioral and physiological symptoms of like PTSD. And those who smoked marijuana reported a reduction in their symptoms. So the hemp plant has a variety of uses, just like the stones that we have. For instance, let me just read to you about the ruby. You may have seen the ruby, which is a red stone. And as you might guess, the ruby, the red color will vibrate with the chakra that is red. If you understand chakras, each chakra is a spiral of colors, basically. And the spiral in your lower chakra, near your reproductive area, is red. And so if you are using the ruby, which is a clear red, it fires up the heart with sparkles. And this is what the Healing with Crystals and Gemstones talks about. The emotion known as love must be lifted to one of selflessness towards the light of universal love, to compassion for all life. The light in the heart illuminates the whole being, as in the Illuminati. It symbolizes the heart of spiritual love and devotion through the forces of purification and transfiguration. It is connected to, the spirit, which is also an aspect of the fire and purification. The ruby gives positive life force qualities. It activates and vitalizes the whole body through the circulation of the bloodstream. It has a heating and a stimulating vibration. Sometimes it contains inclusions of rutile needles, which give it a silky luster and add power. Honor and value this gem for its life and love-giving energy, for compassion is needed throughout our planet. So when we think, when the next time you see a ruby, don't just look at it as a very pretty stone, but we need to look at that ruby as generating energy, heat, love, compassion, wisdom, truth, all the things that our Creator wants us to have in us, so that we can mirror just the ruby alone. We can mirror that plant and bring forth more light and energy from our own being. We have a caller that I'm going to bring on from 770 area code 775. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
This is Brother Kwame. How are you? I'm calling
Brother Kwame.
How are you?
Calling from Georgia. I'm good. How are you? I'm a little cold. It must be cold in Georgia, too. If it's cold in Florida, you must have icicles in Georgia.
No, it's not cold here because I just finished talking to my mom, and she's in Chicago. Well, she's north of Chicago up in DeKalb, Illinois, and they're at 30 below zero.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, I remember those days.
So we're like...
Yeah.
Heat wave here.
Yeah, I guess you're so right. It's really relative because I remember I lived in Chicago till I was 17, and then I went to Wisconsin, which was even worse. The winters there were about the same. It's brutal wind and the cold. And now that I'm in Florida, I always tell my relatives in Chicago, you will not see me during the winter, but I will visit you when it's warm. That
yeah.
is just too cold. My skin's not thick enough.
and you chose the color of the gemstone ruby, which is red, which is the blood. And most
yeah.
of the mineral people coincide with the coloring, coincides with the different endocrine system or chakras, or it resonates with a certain energy that is most conducive to that body area and what it does. And these are the tools, and along with the mineral relatives, I mean, and the plant relatives. You were talking about the hemp, and the thing that happened with making hemp illegal is because at one time before cotton became king, hemp was the king because hemp was able to be made into you could take the fiber and make clothes, you can make rope, you can make... It has medicinal purpose because that was the part in which they knew that they couldn't patent and industrialize hemp in the way that they could cotton. And so
the
plant relatives in making cotton that it's king because at one time that was the plant of the indigenous people. You know, and do that because really the way that history goes, and one of the most expensive cottons that you buy when you buy sheets is Egyptian cotton because
mm-hmm.
they're saying it was the seeds that came from Kemet that came to America that started the cotton industry.
Okay, that's interesting. Yes, okay.
So
too bad they can't make sheets out of hemp.
Well,
or
can.
Do they? Maybe they... They
yeah,
can.
Because you can make hemp clothes. I mean, they have clothing
that's
made
right.
from hemp. You can strand it and
that's
turn
right.
it. So, yes, it has a multitude of parts that it can be, all of it can be used from the leaves, from the roots, from the stalks. All of the whole plant can be used, but cotton is only the plant, the stalk and all of that. And see what even happened now. What happened in India and a lot of these third world countries that have taken the GMO cotton, where once upon
mm-hmm.
a time they would grow their fields and then harvest it, and then they would let the cows graze and eat up the stalks in order for them to grow the next, you know, our crop. But when they began
yeah.
to put GMO seeding in there, the cows died. All of their
mm-hmm.
animals start dying, so that made them lose money, and now these people are indebted to these corporations that came in and sold them these seeds, and they can't, you know, take care of that debt because the crops and the cotton is not as productive for them as it once was because they've flooded the third world countries with cotton, so they're in competition, and so they can name their price because that's the way they used to buy slaves, that whatever the cotton times 1,000 was what you paid for a slave.
Now, you know, that reminds me of the book The Economic Hitman or something. There's this guy
right.
who came out that,
yeah,
and he explained exactly what you're talking about, how they go into these third world countries and they create a situation that makes them more dependent on the U.S. or the big corporations, and then they become slaves to them because of the conditions they set up that make it impossible for them to even grow a crop the way they used to.
Right, but that's part of the plan in which,
yes,
you know, all of this was implemented, and this whole new enslavement of people on this planet was done during the time what they call Doctrine of Discovery. That's when the Papal Bull was written, and the Pope gave sanction to the Europeans to go wherever there was across the seas or wherever they went, and they had rights to come in and take the land if they were not Christian. And they did across this planet. And so what we have is an economic system that is based on fear and control. And so what we're seeing now is that we're coming back to, like, we're seeing that, you know, that hemp plant has more use than just, you know, illegal filling up.
Recreational drugs.
No, but that was part of what it did, because, see, the thing that I tell people, the same three things that put us into slavery, that they traded for slavery and started slavery, is the same three things within our community that's keeping us enslaved. Number one was what? Guns. Number two was cloth. That was the cotton, and cotton became king. Cloth became the textile that was exchanged for people. And then the third one was what? Alcohol, rum, drugs.
Right.
Those same three things in our community are still keeping us in the slave trade, because now with the laws made criminalizing marijuana, you get caught with it, or as Cain killed his brother Abel, you know, and then you're now letting Cain kill the able-bodied men by putting them in prison. So you have this perpetuated system, but it's this type of show that will tell us how we can take the mineral people and use them to realign the energy in us and take off the stress and to adorn yourself with certain tools that can help you, how you can utilize the plant people in order to use that in order to help to get out of the pharmaceutical. Only reason the pharmaceutical companies exist is you cannot get a patent on nature. You cannot get a patent on nature. You can copy and duplicate and make a synthetic. Then you patent that formula that you extract from the chemical makeup of that plant. Then you make another an artificial one that you substitute and put in, but the human body will eventually know this is not a natural thing. This is why antibiotics don't work now. It's because synthetic, and the body will not continuously take a synthetic thing. It will take what is natural. It knows the difference.
Yeah.
We grew ourselves.
And the other part of the antibiotics not working is that scientists are discovering the millions of bacteria and microbes that inhabit the body. There are more microbes in our body than there are cells. And those microbes all have a specific function. I think when we were formed in our mother's womb, our Creator established microbes to perform certain functions, right along with the lungs and the reproductive system and the eyes. The microbes were right there in the process, in the construction process. And so scientists are now discovering that there are all these microbes on our skin, inside of us, and they all have a function. And it just amazes me the number of them that exist within the human body. And so it's only natural that eventually the antibiotics are not going to succeed, because the microbes are far more intelligent than these man's antibiotics.
Right, and that's, and see, the thing that they're now coming back to, for going back to the mineral people, colloidal silver. Silver is the greatest antibiotic, and they're now finding out that they're using this in most hospitals now, and even manufacturing different products with silver in it, because they're even making toilet seats out of with silver in it. Silver is the next big commodity, because gold enhances the frequency of our electromagnetic system and our consciousness. Silver protects the body by creating and working with the antibodies and giving it a higher frequency to protect. That's all silver does. Each metal of the mineral being will enhance its frequency when it's put with the human. We're made to live. The universe is abundantly, you know, I was talking with a friend today, and we were talking about nanoids and tachyon. And this didn't hear this until Star Trek. But now we're here and finding out they're using this in their space, in their weather warfare, in creating these type of weapons that can be used to attack using the energy of the heavens. They're also utilizing what Nikola Tesla was doing, and I forget this other guy, scientist, but what they, orgone energy. Orgone energy is everywhere. This is why we could have free energy if you only knew the necessary tools that you need to make your house be able to pull it down right out of the air.
Oh, my goodness. That's amazing.
You're finding people now that's doing what's called grounding. And there's a documentary called The Grounding, and you can watch it on YouTube. It's a documentary called The Ground, and it's showing these people up in Alaska are now finding out that if you take a person or you take a copper tube, a copper rod, and stick it down into the earth, frequency from that current running through that tube wire to your body will begin to the healing process.
That's amazing.
That's the grid where we're talking about getting back on this grid and getting off that electrical grid.
That's right. That's right. The grid of the Most High, the divine grid.
I'm sitting here now.
That gives us.
Doing research because this alignment that we're now going into with Jupiter, if you look to the east and you see this big bright star look like a little moon, that's Jupiter. That's the King of Kings getting ready to be born again in September of 2016 through the constellation of Virgo, through what the scripture where they talk about the Christ is returning. This is what they're talking about, the realignment, because the last time that this was realigned with Jupiter coming in, the virgin birth, was with the Christ in 7 BC, in the age of Pisces. And now we've come full circle, and we're coming back to this realignment and coming when the fifth dimensions made the song and saying Jupiter will align with Mars and Venus and all these
things. Yeah.
The alignment that's happening in the heavens as we speak. They just made
so
a new,
that means. Go ahead.
The new movie that just was released is supposed to come out in January, but they're having a screening of it today, tomorrow, this weekend. It's called The Jupiter Ascension, and this movie is talking about a woman who is cleaning toilets and doing, you know, work that the black woman used to do. Now they're making the woman where this white girl is doing this cleaning and doing this stuff like that. But she is the savior of the planet because all of a sudden they realize that these bees began to follow and protect her. And it's in the constellation, is that in the constellation in the heavens, they have what they call the beehive. It's a cluster of stars where Jupiter is in alignment with right now on this day today, on this new moon. It's in perfect alignment with this cluster called the Beehive, Jupiter, and Regulus. And this whole alignment is like, what is it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 planets are in alignment. And because of this alignment and what they know that's coming of this rebirthing of the King of Kings, and you can look it up, and in September 27, 2016, which is really something because the date in which this happens is when Virgo, the Virgin, gets dressed with the sun, that the constellation Virgo will be in the daylight of the sun, and she will have the moon at her feet, which the full moon will be at the feet of Virgo, and the sun will dress her, and then she'll have the crown of 12 stars, which will be the 9 planets and Venus, Mars, and Mercury will be the 3 to make the 12-star crown that she'll have, and Jupiter will enter into Virgo and be birthed through her, the virgin birth. It's the same realignment as went on that day when Christ consciousness was born.
So hang on. I want to get your idea of what that means for us here on Earth, how we prepare, what we're going to see happening on Earth, because I'm feeling like there's going to be stuff's going to hit the fan before that happens. But we have a caller.
It's kind of going to hit the fan. You can go on. There's a website because I'm researching right now as we speak and looking at putting all of this information that I'm speaking to you about. I'm creating it and putting it into a PowerPoint presentation. And really I'm working with the whole thing about the conception, which is Yoni. And when you spell Yoni backwards, it says, I know why. And I'm looking at how we form through the sacred geometry and the energies of the universe.
Yeah, powerful. That's exciting. We have a caller from 434 area code 429. You have your hand up, so give us your name and where you're calling from.
Tracy, Danville, Virginia. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear
very
you.
Very clear. Thank you.
Okay.
Good
All
evening.
Right. Hello, everybody. I'm just going to sit back and listen to you guys because I'm kind of, you know, just not feeling well because a close friend of mine passed away Sunday night, and I just found out about it yesterday. So, but anyway, what you was talking about, the gentleman.
Yes, ma'am.
I do the rosary, and so I just got through finishing the rosary, which speaks about the 12 stars and the crown, okay?
Yes.
And then the sun being her dress and her feet beneath her the moon beneath her feet. Yes. Okay, so I just finished it before I came on. So I'm going to be quiet and let you all talk because, I really don't feel too well. Okay?
And
thank you for calling in. And we hope that you can begin to see. I always, when someone leaves the earth, when their spirit leaves the earth, and you mentioned that your friend has left the earth, I hope that you can real soon begin to see the important role that she played while she was here on earth, because I firmly believe we're all messengers. We come for a specific period of time. Our Creator gives us a specific period of time to teach lessons, to learn lessons, and to hopefully leave us a better people when we take note of what their life was meant to teach us. And so I'm sure that if you're feeling the loss of your friend, that she has taught you some very important lessons. And that's what we're here on this show and all the other shows that I do, is to help us learn the lessons and then teach the lessons, because her life was valuable. Obviously, you mentioned her, and she's affected you. And I want you to really think about and maybe write about what is it she taught you. What was her purpose here on earth? And now that she's gone on to a better place and gone back to her home, and now she's left us to think about what she left us.
Mm-hmm.
That's the beauty of someone leaving, is that the powerful lessons they teach us.
It's just the flesh part because, you know, she'd been here so long. We was grade school.
Yes.
We was playmates.
Uh-huh.
And so the thing about it is that we did so much. See, she left here, went to Germany, and stayed a period of years, and then she come back here. We reconnected. And we did a lot of things together. And so it's just, you know, I felt her death thing Sunday night. I couldn't rest. And
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's just, you know, it's just getting used to her being gone now.
Right. And she's not really dead, but she's transformed to another another spirit, life. And so she does. We never die.
Mm-hmm.
We just change form.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we have to look at
mm-hmm.
it. We change form. And, you know, she'll be with you. If you want to connect with her, you really can think about that and connect with her on a spiritual level.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I believe that.
I'll be all right. It's
okay.
It's just the flesh part.
Oh yeah, sure it is. And then that will pass,
mm-hmm.
and you'll become more grateful and more appreciative of her life. We have a caller,
mm-hmm.
Area code 920-471. You're on the air. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
This is Josh Mosley in sunny Orlando. Wasn't sunny yesterday, but it is sunny today. But it is warmer than Chicago, minus 30. Brother, I'm so sorry for your mom there. I hope she's staying warm. But I would like for him to tie what he's saying in with two things. The Sirius star that the Dogon tribe claims. And they don't call it Sirius, but these scientists today call it Star Sirius. And I like him to tie in what he said, because when he mentioned September, I thought for sure he was going to mention the blood moon, which was really not blood, but it's the reflection of the sun on the moon at this time. I would like him to tie the four blood moons into what he's talking about, because that's the route I thought he was going, because for the Hebrews, that red moon means something to us. And it's one is going to happen very soon on Passover, which is March, April. And then another one is going to happen. The last one in this cycle is going to happen in September, around the time that he mentioned that these stars will align. And the last thing I'd like to say is, I remember that song by the Fifth Dimensions, but you mentioned chakra, sister, and I want to know, is our chakra system lining up in some way also? That's it. And I know that's a lot, three questions, and if he can't remember them, I will come back and elaborate on what I just said. But I'm excited to hear somebody talking about a spiritual realm. And you're exactly mm-hmm. right to that sister. The spirit recycles. She's got to look for that friend in somebody or someone. A baby is being born. Just let her assist if you're still on the line. The baby being born,
uh-huh.
that's close to your friend. And when that baby is
okay.
born, you watch that baby behavior. And you ever
okay.
heard people say she ain't just like grandma? You ever heard
right.
people in your family say she like just like Aunt Mary? That's that
right.
spirit recycling. So look for it. Ask anybody in her family if they're having a baby. Because he replaces us. I'm telling you, I had to learn that the good way, and I'm
okay.
happy. I'm not sad when people go to the other realm anymore. It's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
They've done their job here, and now that spirit might mm-hmm. come back to teach someone else a lesson, a good lesson.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it, sister. I love you, Sister Bayat.
I love you, too.
All right, I'm going back to you. Brother, please answer those questions as best you can. I know I rattle on, but I'm enjoying this show so much that there's somebody other than me that's not a light person. That's a light person, okay? Shalom. Shalom.
Shalom. Okay.
Okay, Kwame, go ahead.
Okay, and I also would like to give my condolences to the sister and know that she is energy, and this is what you remember. And as I told my son when he saw the movie Lion King, and he asked me, was I going to die? And I told him, yes, I'm going to die. And then he cried, and I told him, I said, now, if you stop crying, I'm going to tell you how I can live. And I said, if you keep me in your mind and keep me in your heart, I will always live in you. And so that's what you are doing in speaking her. As long as you speak her name, she lives. It's only when, just like a person that can't hear, that's death. And so that person dies if you no longer reverberate that which they are. And so you having the vibration of her energy in you, she lives. Only the flesh, she's gone back to being the mineral, in which we're all going back to this earth that we formed ourselves to see ourselves. And the sister gave an excellent question, because the alignment, these seven planets are the seven chakras, or the 13, really, that we really have. And so what we're doing is that we're Adam Kadmon. Adam Kadmon is the 12, like you have the 12 tribes, Adam Kadmon is the 12 zodiacs of the human body. Aries is the first, is the head, which is the ram, and Pisces is the feet. And all the other 10 are parts of the body. And what we're overstanding is that in heaven as it is in earth, and what we're doing is reliving, and what you're talking about, the blood moons and the alignment coming up in September, which this will be, this spring equinox is even more important, because it's the birthing, the germination of the seed, when you have a solar eclipse on March 20th, which is the beginning of the new year in nature. And so you're having the same thing that's going to happen in September in that alignment, which will be the closing of that. NASA sent in 2011 a satellite out to Jupiter because it knew it's going to take it at least 5 years for it to get there. And it had to be there in its alignment of its moons, Europa and all the other moons that surround it. But Jupiter is the planet with the same magnetic energy without the heat of the sun. And it is in alignment of the King of Kings being born again. And what we're seeing is this alignment from 2012, when we reached the galactic center and we have come full circle. This is, and the sister was talking about the blood moons. The moon, the blood moons, is the blood in which we're 90%, our minds, our brains are 90% water, our bodies are 70%. Blood is the energy that creates the current of the electrical system for the human being. And the divine mother, which is the energy of the moon, gives us this energy, and what she does is she turns in that looking, because that's the gases that creates that shadow of making it look red. But the other part of the energy, and I think the first part of her question, she was
about Sirius star. She asked
Sirius. That's Isis, which is the constellation, which Sirius is. Is Sirius A, B, and C. There are three planets that surround that, and Sirius is the binary for the Earth. 12,000 years that we circle out, and 12,000 years we circle in, and we create the one cycle year. And Sirius is our polar. She is the biggest star that's within our galaxy, and she is Sirius C, which is the placenta for the Milky Way that gives the energy for our Milky Way, because that's why it's called the Milky, because the placenta is the matrilineal, that's the feeding of the embryo or the fetus. And the Milky Way comes from the uterus and the womb. That's why the cosmic womb and the womb of woman is one and the same. This is all the part of the divine feminine coming back into the fullness. That's why I said I was working on this piece saying about the yoni, because see, that's what they talk about the secret societies, the secret this, the secret is that the yoni secretes life exists.
Say that again.
The yoni secretes life exists.
The yoni secretes life exists.
The same
I
thing.
I know why.
The waters of Nu is the same thing. If you look at the Milky Way in its way, it looks just like the Yoni because it's the Vesica Pisces. It's the two circles coming together.
Mm-hmm.
Woman is the life force. That's why it's coming back to the divine feminine. It is the power
mm-hmm.
of the energy that makes all life exist.
Mm. Hallelujah. We're going to tell her story instead of his story.
But it's not. It's
oh,
not
we are telling.
It.
We're telling it.
Right. But it's the part of I was looking at the part of how the embryo forms and what the eggs and the whole sacred geometry of how the sperm penetrates and goes into the egg and breaks that shell and it makes that chemical reaction that happens, and it forms from 2 to 4 to 6 to 8. That 8 is called the egg of life, and then it splits, and mm-hmm. then it becomes 16, which the 16 is the 13 is the fruit of life. 16 times 64. I forget how I go, 16, but what it is the tree of life, the flower, the tree of life.
Yeah.
And that's the
right.
whole geometry. And that's the whole thing that happens when we form ourselves and these cells, those billions, trillions of cells that we have in these bodies are the trillions of stars that are in that Milky Way.
Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, that sounds great. Yeah, that resonates with me. Very much, because we are microcosm of the
questions, you know, and I'm most grateful for her asking because it's through the divine feminine. See, the thing is that woman is right-brained and she looks at the whole of life. Man is left-brained. He looks at logic. He's one thing at a time. That's why they say a woman is like a plate of spaghetti. She's all over the plate, but all the strands are connected and work and multitasking together. A man is like a waffle on a plate. He's only in one box at a time because he is the why that breaks the why is the yolk or the one that is inside that cracks open the egg in order for the life to start again.
Okay. That sounds good.
Yeah, but it,
so
it,
as we anticipate the rebirthing of the king, I'm just seeing that we're going to have a lot of chaos on the earth, and that we as an awakened, enlightened people once again need to be prepared, and that's what this show and all the shows we're doing are about, is to prepare us for this rebirthing. Do you think, Kwame, that we need to be mindful of to prepare for this?
Right, and what you have to do, if you're overstanding the energy that's working above you, because Source is giving us everything in this alignment in order for us to know how to do what the Hopi says. We're the ones we've been waiting for. Everything we need is in us. That's why Rumi says,
mm-hmm.
the universe is within you. When will you learn to use yourself? Because when you understand,
right.
the prayer says, in heaven as it is in earth, they're one in the same. And what you have
right.
to do is you have to take the involution. We've already evolved. Evolve only says, know it you love. And see, we have to stop playing these word games with these people talking about, oh, I want to be sovereign, I want to be this, and I want to be that. Sovereign only means... reign to rule, supreme, sovereign, S-O-V-E-R means supreme or the above, and reign, R-E-N, means to rule. And so I want freedom. Freedom is nothing but it means to dominate. And so even the part that we're saying the United States of America, A-M-E means to love or command. The Rica, R-I-C-A, means riches. It means to command the riches. United States of a command to control the riches. That's all you're in. You're in that.
Mm.
You got to understand the language, because it says in the book, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. Words are God. And this is how they're putting us in this mindset to think that we are not gods and goddesses. You're free from the first breath that you take. That's why he breathed into man the spirit. He breathed freedom mm-hmm. into you. Now you're giving somebody mm-hmm. else the choice to take freedom from you.
Yeah, yeah. We've been giving away our power for way too long, from slavery
right. A man
onward
will play
and
with
and
a woman
it.
That doesn't know her power. A man will marry a woman that knows her power because he knows that love. He came from mm-hmm. a woman. Man was a woman until the first trimester, that the first part of his conception, that his testosterone kicked in and pushed everything out and made him male instead of female. But all embryos are female.
Mm-hmm,
everyone.
Mm-hmm.
We all come out of the womb, develop in the womb as the feminine. We just switch
right,
our roles
right.
inside.
Yeah. And everything that it might be in her sister. Yes, I can hear you clearly.
I want to elaborate on what Brother Kwame is saying.
Kwame.
Repeat that, Kwame.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're exactly right. I didn't think that a man would even voice this, except for Seti and a few other people on the internet. But Brother Polite too. But you know that if you see anything in the world, I'm going to elaborate on the male being a female. Anything you see on this earth, just switch it around, because the enemy has said woman came from man. But it's the other way around. Man was a woman, and then he became a man. But the evil forces tell the world that, oh, God created Adam and took a woman out of Adam. You see what I'm saying? But in reality,
right.
man was a woman. She became a man.
Right.
So anything they tell us, if they say, if the spiritual realm say, I want you all to be fruitful and multiply, these people want to kill everybody. You see what I'm saying? Anything that you know,
mm-hmm.
just twist it around and do the opposite. Because a man is just got all the female parts that we have every part that we have. But like he said, the testosterone pushed those things down. The clitoris is the penis, and, you know, the breast. It's just amazing how we have been bamboozled or hoodwinked and whatever else they've done to us. But it's so good to hear a man speaking this, and I might have to invite him on Female Friday on another show, because we try to let a female talk that. But I'm telling you, brother, I know you're enlightened. You don't know where you got all, I know you got this wisdom and knowledge from the universe. But, sister, I will be on the show again, because I'm so happy to have a show where people understand what I'm talking about. And, brother, would you tell me why people are saying understand, number one, and can you elaborate on the fact that the word negative, because you know your word syntax and derivatives, let people know that the word negative is actually a good thing, and the word positive, telling you to pause and stop, is not a good thing. I'm trying to explain that to people, because a sister on one of the Morris sites, she was breaking this down, and that's when my computer shut down about a year ago. And I know you probably know that the word negative doesn't mean something that's negative, or the way we perceive negative. And the word positive does not mean a good thing. Are you aware of that, those two words? Brother Kwame.
Okay, I had my mic. I had it muted while you were talking. But what you're very much on point, because we're looking at positive and negative. It's male, female. Everything has its opposite. But in creating the magnetic is what I would rather say, because I remember when Ross was on, and said, instead of saying that we have negative ions, the human needs negative ions. No, we need magnetic ions, because we need it to draw to us the energy that we're using it for. And so what we've done is that we've taken a language, and in them taking that language is just like the same way you would go and somebody sneezes and you say it's bless you, but you really telling a person be less you, be less you. Because what you're doing is you're throwing something out of you that is germinating a negative in you, and you're doing that. So it's you're taking the less, that part is going to make you less. You're throwing it out, and so you know that's just sneezing, throwing out those germs that's in your body. Your body is protecting itself. It's getting rid of mucus. It's getting rid of germs. It's pushing out. You know, it's making a way to live. But in that part, what you're speaking about and saying the involution is because this is the we've already evolved. And it's like everything is reflective when you are correct, when you're seeing a male and you're seeing the opposite. Because even in the Bible, when it said that, you know, Source laid Adam down and he put him to sleep to take and open him up and take the rib. But he said he ain't never said he woke the man up, because man been sleeping ever since he made woman. So that's right there tells you the story is kind of bogus, because he never woke the man up. But the part that you're absolutely correct in, that this is why it's been mirrored. Because if you just take a piece of glass and you do it, but if you put a piece of silver behind it, it reflects. And it becomes a mirror, and it shows you, that frequency of just that piece of silver over that piece of glass shows you a reflecting of the energy that is in you. That's all you created. You created everything that you see that you are right now, from every line in your hand, just as you see every line in a leaf, because every leaf is not a tree, it's a leaf. Each person is a leaf on this tree of life. Mm-hmm. We make the tree free because we are a leaf of that tree. Mm-hmm. We all blow in the breeze, we all do whatever that tree is doing, and then as the sister had her sister friend to transition, each one of those leaves on a tree that we're going to do that, we're going to fall off this tree of life, and we're going to go back and blanket the earth, and we're going to nurture and recycle ourselves, and we're going to go back into the roots of that tree, and we're going to defy gravity, and we're going to circle back up, and we're going to be the waters and the energy that's going to make that next branch, that next family mm-hmm. of people on that tree of life exist in all of those different leaves that will come from that leaf that we are.
Now, you know, I just saw something in the word bless you. When you said that, it kind of brought to my attention, be less you could also, because the Creator is always helping us see things from a divine perspective, no matter what we think we have. But be less you could also be saying be less ego, you know, be less I, me, myself, and be more of the collective, be more conscious. Like you said, when you sneeze, you're actually getting rid of something irritating the sinuses or the body. So
right.
Be less you, and this is just another way to look at it. Be less you, meaning ego, and be more of consciousness and collective mind, that everything we are is connected to other people. And so it's kind of a reminder of bless you, of, yeah, be less of the ego and more of, you're attentive or conscious of your surroundings and the collective nature of this journey.
Right, because it's like what they say, their abbreviation for ego is easing God out. And that...
Yeah, exactly.
We need ego, because ego is a protection when we were younger, when we couldn't reason right. Ego was the thing that made you say, like your parents say, everybody go jump off the bridge, are you going to go with them? No, your ego tells you no. And to myself, that's what the ego was made for. But the part of it is that the body and the mind and the brain are two different. The brain is 90% water. It controls and regulates all the other brains and the neural nets and all the electrical circuitry. That's what the brain is for. Because the heart is the seat of the will. The heart is 5,000 millivolts more current than the human brain. The heart creates this electrical magnetic field that you are. And so in that part of having that heart is the seat of the will, because if you notice something, is that you have three below the heart, three above the heart. The heart is the scale balance. It's the pivotal point. Because below the heart, if you go by the color, the first starts off red, which is the earth, the blood, the earth. Then you have the solar, which is what? The yellow, which is the sun. The heart is the green, which is the earth. Do you see the same cycle is in you, is out, what you we walk on every day? The third is blue. It's the blue, the sky. You see the color.
And you know, even...
You see the color sequence in nature. You see the color sequence in your endocrine system. Those chakras are colored for a reason. That's why I say when you get the right mineral people to help you with the certain parts of you that you need working with, that's what they do. They resonate with that frequency of color also.
And it's interesting, you're talking about that frequency of color. The sister was saying about the word negative and positive, but it reminds me of our pH, the pH factor in our bodies and throughout nature. We understand the pH as it's actually the potential for hydrogen. And some people think of a low pH as negative and maybe a higher pH as positive. But actually, it's all good in nature, because to digest food, you don't want an alkaline pH. You want a more acid. Yeah. In fact, that's what's happening in our body. We have more acid pH in our body and more alkaline in other processes that are going on. But we don't want to have all acid and all alkaline. And usually you tend to think when a person is really sick or with disease that they're too acid. That's what you always say, well, they're too acid, so that's negative. But it's just a sign that balance is needed, and we need to do something to change the process or the pH in our body. But it's not about being negative or positive. It's just about being aware of nature's processes in bringing us to a place of alignment with our Creator and the stars and all the cosmos activity that is keeping us alive and moving on this earth.
Right, and you're very much correct, because the part in which we do, the earth's electromagnetic field is 7.82. The blood is 7.5, and the other one in the body is 7.6. But they all resonate in 7, in that these are the frequencies that resonate in balance. That's the balance. Four, base of 4 by 3 to equal 1. That's the way the pyramid is built. The base of 4 is the bottom. The 3 is the male, female, and the 2 creates the 1 from the source. And so that's what comes out of the sacred geometry and being able to form, but it all creates from the circle. It all formulates.
Right.
But what you were talking about earlier, saying what was going to happen, these things that you're going through, there's a site that it's called lunarplanner.com. And what they're discussing on this is that the relationship of Juno, Jupiter, synchronized retrograde from December the 14th through May the 15th. And it even talks about what's going on 2016. But what it's telling you, the energies that we're getting in us making this involution, is these things of energy, certain things are going to go on as far as dealing with relationships with ourselves, relationship with other people, relationships in politics, relationships in business. All of this is coming on from this consciousness that's coming from above. And the values that we have, just like we were prepared in 2012 for the shift that was going on, this is another part of our involution, because we're needing to know how is the energy feel on the inside, and how do we deal with these frequencies of shift? Because you can't get away from this conscious change that's happening from above. All of this, this is why the police department, the hospitals, and fire, they put more people on duty on a full moon night, on the night before and the day before and the day after on a full, because they know what? The moon is going to make people act crazy.
So, and you know, I see that change happening in people, and you know, for instance, veterans, war, a lot of your military veterans are really waking up and seeing the war is hell, and that they made mistakes, and they're seeing they're forming groups that veterans against the war, and they're speaking out against the war like never before. I'm seeing so much of that, like the whistleblowers. I see more whistleblowers in every, from the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, from the government, some government agency. So it seems to be a part of this whole planetary shift that people are becoming more conscious.
And that's what it's going to take, because it's for our desire for personal gain and for our brother's personal gain and our sister's personal gain. Because we've seen the same thing that happened in the era of the 60s when this was all taking place, when in the mid-60s. This is the age of Aquarius. It was a preparation of the alignment. And each part of this alignment that's happening in the heaven creates the energy that's shifting in the consciousness of us as human beings. You know, 1865... We ended the Civil War. Now, this is really something, because this year is 150 years. 1865 is when we were, the December 6, 1865 is when they ratified the 13th Amendment with the transfer of ownership, because we still have slavery. They just transferred the owners to corporation headquarters. 1965, but the 1965 was the era of the Voting Rights Act and the Civil Rights Movement. This is why they're having the 50th anniversary in Salem, and this is why they're doing that. Here it is now, 2015, 150 years later. We are now having a great major shift in the human consciousness. Information highway and all of this, we are now making a mega conscious shift in the human being psyche. This is all by design. This is all by the cosmic design. Because, see, there's a universal order, there's a cosmic order, and there's a natural order. We have been out of order. Man has been out of order.
I was just saying, the
only way we're going to get back in order is from the divine feminine.
It says so much to us about who's really in control. You look at the federal government and see how broken it is, and you see how much corruption is in there. But then in our spiritual mind and eyes, we know that they're just a part of the whole plan for us to take our eyes off them and put it up on in the cosmos and in the heavens, because they're not really in control at all. It's kind of an illusion what we're seeing in Washington, and the cosmos is in charge.
And and you're right, but see, the part about it is they're using the cosmic to control, because you take D.C. Washington, D.C. was formulated by the order of the Masonic Order when they laid the cornerstone on July 4th, 1776, with the alignment with the constellation Virgo. Now, what are we getting ready to do come 2016? We're getting ready to birth a king in 2016 in the alignment with the constellation Virgo. Do you see what
mm-hmm.
what they're doing is they're utilizing the energy of the heavens and planning how to work with the energy and build their grid and work with these forces that's from above to control what's going on in Earth.
Mm-hmm.
We
got
mm-hmm. magic.
We got it. What you broke up
but
there?
People
what
don't
you say
know
we
that.
We have to take our magic back, and the magic is in the womb. Because what are they doing, ritualizing and doing ever? They use the woman because the woman is a connection to the cosmic. It's through her that brings down. When you talk about the Emerald Tablets and Chihuti, Chihuti's wife was Sekhmet, and his other wife was Maat. Maat was the creator of the laws. Sekhmet was the architect of, she was the founder of architect, writing, and astro-me. She taught Chihuti and gave him the message of the gods to bring to man to earth. It's through the divine feminine.
Mm-hmm.
Every struggle that we really had as a people always started with a woman.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we just have to become more knowledgeable about these things, types of things, and whatever they had planned in Washington, D.C., it's not going to work as long as the feminine energy and mind is becoming more conscious, would you say?
It worked because let me show you something else that had to happen that is divinely orchestrated. Everybody's talking about Obama. Oh, we got a black president. No, you got four of the original mothers in the White House, the first lady, Michelle, her mother, and the two daughters. You got four
mm-hmm.
black who are the original mother of mankind. They had to be there for this shift to happen.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they know that. You don't think
they're working on?
Well, that's what my question. My question is, do they know that? You think?
Yes, that's why they know it. That's why they allow it.
Her mom knows it. Michelle's mom knows it, and anybody
what's the first
50 knows it.
Michelle's mother did when she got into the White House, she called her Voodoo priestess and had her to come in and clear the energy there.
And they have a garden.
Yeah. They had a big uproar about that.
Oh, I missed that. Michelle's mother.
Had the same priest that was trying to help priestess that was trying to help her father when medicine wasn't working. She finally went. It was too late though, but she finally went and got a priestess and started trying to run to work with the energy of the ancestors. And so when he got there, she in turn brought her there and said, "I'm going to protect these girls. Secret Service is going to protect him." But this woman bringing the ancestors in here, they will protect her and my granddaughters.
Okay.
Why didn't that make the news?
Because they don't want you to know your power.
that's why I tell people, they worried about Obama being assassinated. I said, not as long as his mother-in-law there, she's going to do whatever she needs. And let me tell you, you ever heard of the White House planting a garden? That stuff have her herbs and stuff in that garden that they planted.
What is she doing? She's putting her hands back into the mother.
That's right. So we have a thing to worry about an assassination. And women, we need to stand up and start waiting. Our men are going to be there to support us. And I know Sister Viotta could verify me mentioning women have to help. We got to gather women around us for this project we're working on. The men need to listen to us, and that's their problem. They have been westernized, saying that put the women in second class. But the enemy know that once that woman, that mother woman, gets this message, their time is out.
What
you
they
heard
say?
Brother just said all revolutions begin with the woman. We
right.
need to just stand up and do what we need to do. We won't hurt our men feeling when they see the results of it.
Because when you say a revolution, if you look at the revolution, it says know it a lover.
What about movement? What about movement? Because that's what we have going on, a unified, resistant, intelligent movement. Please break those words down, not on this show, but maybe you could get my number and tell me the name of this movement is No Justice, No Spending, Unified Resistance, Intelligent Movement. That's the whole name of it, to bring
right.
about change.
Right, but the change is this is what I was saying, is that the change is within the individual, because
mm-hmm.
there's power in knowledge of self. When you know who you are, this is why our kids come to each other and go, the first thing they go when they greet each other is, what's up, man? What's happening? What's going on? They're questioning
uh-huh.
because they don't know themselves.
Oh.
Or, you pick up phone and you've been in so much hell in all your life, you just keep saying, hello, how low is it? You greet yourself that way. Because you've been in hell so long, you want to just know how low do we stay, how low is it that we gonna stay in the, down here in hell? Hello, instead of saying I'm greeting.
I'm greeting.
That's it. You're greeting it. You're greeting the individual that you see. You're not hell putting them in hell. They're already dealing with it.
That's right. You could tell me about it, brother. 60-something years. Tell me about
that's
it.
That's why.
Can you give us as women the path now? I know you've been giving us the path. I'm overstanding it, but I'm not understanding it. I want you to tell us as women the path we need to be working on to get this thing to happen, because I'm anxious to have it happen, and I know it's going to unfold and it's on time. And would you elaborate on the fact that the 26,000 years did occur, the shift in the planet? And some people called me and said, see, I told you nothing was going to happen. I said, because you're looking at it in the physical realm. There are things going on in the spiritual realm, and you're just not looking at it from the spiritual aspect. You think some earthquake or some traumatic physical thing is going to happen. And I said,
right.
There's a spiritual world that you are not in touch with. Please get in touch with it, because there are so many things happening that the Creator is showing me in the spiritual realm. But I'm happy about it, because it's going to bring good also, you know.
Yeah.
That you're asking, and I thank you. You hit on some key questions that we began to
mm-hmm.
ask ourselves. Because in the part of becoming spiritual, in the word spiritual is the word ritual.
Oh.
Ritual is a ceremony in how we do, how we prepare our food, how we dress our children, how we comb our hair. Those
mm-hmm.
are rituals, because these are patterns of your existence as a people. Because we're becoming human beings, becoming our etheric selves is what we're moving into. And so in the being and becoming is overstanding, number one, self, and those that are like self, like spirit, like mind. That's why I say I thank us or I love us, is because we're one spirit, united spirits. We have to unite the spirit of the human being, because we're all connected anyway. There's no other way except for what they've been trying to practice, and I think it was Dick Gregory or Red Fox, one of them said, they're around here making test tubes, baby. You're going to have these kids growing up being in love with mason jars and pop bottles. We gotta get them to understand the greatness of what it took, of the blood. You know, I came back from doing ceremonies with the natives and the Lakota people, and the Stargate altar. They keep a Stargate altar that's 52,000 years old. That's how much knowledge they know about the Stargates. And so in them teaching me, and I had to humble myself and go there and receive it and do the sacrifice in order to get the knowledge to bring back to my people. and begin to do the ceremonies that's going to do this. And the first one was, is that the woman's menses is the most powerful time in her because that's a life force passing through. That's what that moon does with her body. That's where the first calendar came from. It is not a curse. This is the cycle of life, that blood that she releases, that egg that formulates a human that passes in her has to be honored. And the most powerful time is in that time, and we have to learn to honor that. And then the other thing they said is that when you have a woman and if you have a mate, you take that time and you put that back into the earth because that nurtures the earth. That puts life force back into the earth. See, the woman, when she walks and she walks in skirts or dresses, she's creating a vortex between the earth and her yoni. The woman's womb and the cosmic womb and the black hole and the black hole within the woman, which is the womb, is one and the same. They both draw in life. But we
so
have
when
this.
A woman is it, but when a woman is postmenopausal, there's a different purpose and focus for her as far as the the vortex and all that, because there's no blood coming out of her.
Right, but the part is she still has the energy of life in her. She has. This
right.
is why the grandmother was so important. The grandmother
right.
has the patience and know-it-all to know how to teach that young girl how to use her energy and how
mm-hmm.
to walk and be in her power. And she knows the ceremonies and the things. This is why we had the midwives and we had the conjure women. They knew how to use the womb magic.
Hmm.
See, we've
Hallelujah.
Got... Hallelujah. We've gotten away from the power of our women.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why the doctors got rid of the midwives, because they knew what the midwives carried.
Right, because the midwives.
Yeah, yeah.
The energy and the power
yeah.
of how to work with that woman. You know, I used to watch my grandmother now when my mom had a baby, and how the women would come over there and they'd take towels and wrap them around her. And she would be, and make her breastfeed the children. We don't even breastfeed, and we because that pulls everything in the woman's uterine and all of her innards that has been out of place with that child growing in her. It pulls everything back into place. Plus, it immunizes that child. Now they want to do cesareans, cutting out the child, because they know if it goes through the birth canal, it does what? It becomes crowned.
Mm.
It takes away the crowning of our children.
Yeah, but you know, even that midwifery and I forget the other term. It's coming back. It's coming back. I see that as another cosmic.
Right, but they're now wanting to license. Women now have to get certified because they're
yeah,
taking
that's right.
teachings. Because the way, what was it? There's a book we did in Rites of Passage. Forget this doctor. What she did is she went to Africa, and she was comparing European children and African children. And these children were coming out because in the way that they were born and the way that they nurtured, they knew, the African knew that from conception, that was the most precious time, because when that child is developing, and especially in the first 3 months of the embryo, because the next ones is the first 2 months, because it's the 7 months, or the embryo is the first 2 months, and then the fetus is the next 7 months. That's the growing of the human body. But it's the formulation in the first 2 months, the first trimester, or however y'all put it. But I'm not a woman, so I can't. But I've been studying, because that's me. That's the way I know how I came to be. If I understand how I was conceived and how was I conceived, I asked my mother, well, how did you and my daddy get together to make me? Because in that time that you conceived me, there was a very important exchange there. And we need to teach our children this. We need to understand if a child is born in a drunken state, or if a child is conceived in a state of anger or trying to make up for something, all of that energy is transferred from that man into that woman and into that child.
Yeah, that's right. Powerful.
We have to begin to understand we're the ones who've been waiting. How do we know that which we are? We have to begin to look at that.
And you know, when you bring that up, it reminds me that's why women need to study and become maybe, I think it's the word doshas, the term that, is it doshas that prepare women in their pregnancy for the delivery and all that? That's one of the things I'm really interested in as a life coach. I would love to do that and then maybe get into midwifery, but just preparing the woman from the time that she, in that first trimester especially, because many women are unprepared to carry this new life and then to birth it. And that's why I think we have so many C-sections, is because women are not consciously preparing for this new life that's coming.
That's,
and then
by design.
They're influenced by the medical system.
No, that's by design, because, see, the OBGYN, and if what really needs to happen is we need to teach a class on what is an OBGYN. How did that system develop? Because if you look up Merriam Sims, who is the father of gynecology, he did his practice on slave women without anesthesia going into their bodies and working with their wounds and causing all sorts of pains and discomfort to a woman. That's how OBGYN started. Merriam Sims, go in Google and look at the atrocity he did to black women to learn, and they honor him with a statue and all of this as the great medical doctor to study of that field of gynecology.
You know, it's a doula. That's what I was thinking about. It's called a doula.
Yeah,
that's someone who professionally trained to assist a woman.
What did we do back in the day? And this is a study too. That why is it all of these just generations of black? I mean, Europeans are now gravitating towards black people, and gravitating towards black diets, and gravitating to that. Is our great grandmothers and grandmothers wet nurse those white babies?
Yeah.
And what does in
that's
the
right.
nurse? The milk that's coming from her breast is nothing but the blood that's coming, that's made into a formula to nurture that black child. So they're now walking around with our DNA in them.
Mm-hmm. and that's okay, because we're all
got, what is it, Similac, and what's all this other powdered stuff. This is really why you see these guys walking around with saggy pants on and that, because that was in the same era or the time that started when they made Pampers. And mama's not changing them Pampers, and them boys walking around with them saggy diapers between their legs. It feels most comfortable to walk around with your legs opened up, walking like you got poop in your diaper down the street.
Yeah, I thought that was something that started in, well, it was promoted in prisons as well, because they didn't have belts or something.
Because homosexuality has been going on in prisons, and gay men have been running around, and that didn't happen. That's the whole
Those
are
that's
part
a myth,
of the exception.
Huh?
Right.
Okay. Well, now we got the truth. We got the truth, ladies. Well, we are just about out of time. I'm just amazed how fast time went, but I'm so thankful for all of you being on tonight, because I have learned so much.
Thank you,
too. We have work to do. We've got to go to lunarplanet.com?
Lunar Planner, PLANNER.com. And the part is you're going to see Juno and Jupiter, and read that whole thing. It's telling you about the alignment of Jupiter and the energies and the things that are happening leading up to this next involution that we're going through.
Hallelujah. I'm excited. I hope you all are. And we've got we have homework to do, and so please join us again next week. And this Sunday, I'm going to be doing a show on meat eating and how it's a journey in higher, or lack of, is a journey in higher consciousness. It's actually vegetarianism, a journey in higher consciousness. It's going to be a deep discussion about why we choose to eat dead animals. So don't miss that show on Sunday. So thank you all for
Sunday,
joining.
What time?
Have a 8 o'clock. That's 8 o'clock. Same phone number. And I have a special guest coming. He's been a long time vegetarian, and he practices Paleo Hebrew, and he's going to get us into some deep knowledge. So have a wonderful rest of the week. I say shalom, namaste, and power to you all for this week. And I want to say bless you too. Bless you too, because we're becoming more and more of the collective mind of the Most High Yahuwah.
And bless you as well.
Okay, thank you. Have a good evening. Shalom.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Later.